This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Social media platforms will now have to respond faster to warrants from Colorado law enforcement. That's according to a new state law that goes into effect in August. If companies don't comply with the warrant within 72 hours and meet other criteria, they'll have to pay $5,000 for each violation. Many supporters of the law have lost loved ones and were present when Governor Polis signed the bill. They say, well, it's a good first step. No dollar amount would bring their kids back. Colorado Democrats removed a key provision from a bill last week that would tighten rules around 3D printed guns. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports they made the changes to appease Governor Polis.
Lawmakers took out part of the measure that would have banned the digital code or instructions used to program 3D printers to make guns or gun parts. The bill's sponsors say Polis threatened to veto it if they didn't make the change. Here's State Senator Katie Wallace.
We are making this amendment, I think, out of understanding that there is appreciation for what is left in this bill, but out of frustration that the governor will not take it, the measure, the full way.
The revised version of the bill would still make it illegal to build guns or gun parts using 3D printers. Sponsors say they plan to bring back the amended provision under the next governor's administration, which takes office next year.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The city of Denver will resume seasonal street sweeping tomorrow, April 1st. The city will sweep streets through November. All items, including cars, should be moved away from curbs on sweeping days. To find out your street's schedule, go to denvergov.org. Cars parked on the street during sweeping days may be ticketed or towed. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.